a meditation on the life of St. Peregrine Laziosi, whose life demonstrated a dedication to caring for people who are poor and vulnerable. Let us pause and recognize God's presence with us. Settle your body with a few breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Taking as many as you need. Feel yourself invited by the Spirit into this time of prayer and contemplation. As you visually take in the image of St. Peregrine Laziosi, what catches your eye? Let your eyes linger on the details that capture you. Notice what thoughts or feelings emerge as you allow the image before you to continue to unfold. Contemplate St. Peregrine Laziosi's dedication to caring for people who are poor and vulnerable. Laziosi, a restless and rebellious youth, was deeply touched by the forgiveness of a Servite peacemaker whom Peregrine had physically attacked. He followed a call to serve God and assumed an ascetic and penitential life, which led to cancer of his right leg. The night before his planned amputation, he went to pray in front of the crucifix, where he saw Jesus descend from the cross and heal his leg. The news of the miracle spread, and people sought his intercession for their own illnesses. Peregrine spent his life engaged in intense contemplation, which moved him to reach out to needy persons in whom he saw the presence of Christ. His love of caring for others has been described as a ministry of mercy to the humble and troubled. In his time of greatest suffering, when all hope was lost, he turned to God for comfort and healing and made space for God to work in his life. St. Peregrine's experience of healing led to the flourishing of his ministry of mercy. How might our own experience of Jesus' healing ministry compel us to serve persons who are poor and vulnerable? Let us pray. O holy mystery of love, In your power, you healed the sick and restored Saint Peregrine to vitality. Renew in us a belief in miracles and a desire to accompany those who suffer. Recommit us today to serve you earnestly with our hands, our eyes, our thoughts, and our hearts. All you holy men and women, pray for us. Amen.